Blog Talk Radio.
God for you, especially all of our listeners. You are listening right here to your host, Globy Pope, and we also have another host that's on today, Minister Lois Candy Vernon, here, right here with me to rush out all the love we can give you. I'm telling you, we're going to have a good time today. Minister Vernon, just say
yes.
Yo to the people.
Well, good evening to everybody out there in Radio Land. We love you so much, and thank you for taking time out just to listen to us this evening. We just love you so much, and we're praying for you. Amen.
Amen. We got Minister D in the house. He'll be coming on a little later on, so y'all just hang in there. He said he's going to come in and shot right quick. He's on another mission. You know, sometimes we had a mission, so we had to go on, so we just pray for him and hope he comes on in. But right now we're going to start our show off today with a prayer, and hope everyone can join in with us and just bow your heads and just love on God with the word of God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for who you are today. We thank you for our lives, our health and strength, for just being right here on this program. We thank you for all of our listeners today, and we are so glad that they were able to tune in just to hear our mouths. We just thank God for them. Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we lift to you, Lord, ourselves, all of our families, our homes, our neighborhoods, our workplaces, our churches, our city, state, the whole nation, matter of fact, the whole world. And for each person and area for which we are praying right now, following by the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his shed blood and the holy word of God, we bind all of Satan and all of his spirits and powers and forces of darkness, the netherworld, the satanic forces of nature. We bind any demonic assignment sent against any of the people we are praying for right now, Lord God, in any of the areas that I just called out and lifted to you, Lord. We bind all interaction and interplay, all communication and games between spirits as it may affect any of the people and areas in our spirit, soul, minds, and body. And we command them in the name of Jesus that all satanic and demonic forces go down to the feet of Jesus Christ. Let him tell you what to do, because I know you're going to listen to him in the name of Jesus. And we call forth right now, and we loose the Holy Spirit of God and the holy angels to come and cleanse every area that Satan has had a foothold in our lives and every situation for any of the people we are praying for right now, Father. And we ask you to fill us and cleanse out every area with the life and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Jesus' holy name we pray. We love you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. And it is so, because we said so, because we believe so, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, it's going to be on and popping today.
Yes,
what you say? You know, today we're going to be talking a little bit about process and product. We got to go through a little something to get the finished product of anything. There is a process to set it up, to get it going, so that we can have the final product, the thing that we desire the most and the thing that pleases and glorifies God the most. We want a good product. We don't want to just throw that anything out there. You know, we don't have to get it together. We got to get it right. And before we get started on that process and product, just to go through a little bit, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about my situation and what I done been through. And I want y'all to just, you know, call in if you got any questions or you want to add on anything, you got any comments, y'all just call in and let's just have us a good showdown. Right now we're going to come on and show up and show out. And we're going to ask Dottie Peoples to tell y'all how y'all going to do that this today. Hallelujah. What you say?
God will.
Come on, let's work with it.
y'all know he going to show out.
Amen.
When y'all ever know God to show up and then show out? If he showed up, it's done. It's a done deal.
Done deal.
Am I right about it? Am I right about it? Can you talk? Can you talk?
Don't know.
All right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to have out. Y'all don't know. And I'm going to tell y'all, anybody want to call in and comment on our program today, as long as you're civil, you can call in. That number is 347-677-0647. We like to have fun on this show, and we're glad to have you. So y'all just call in, and we're going to talk a little bit about process and product. I'm telling you, I'm going to tell y'all, it has been a journey for me as a singer, period. And as, you know, I started when I was young. You know, I ain't going to tell y'all how old I am because I know y'all trying to figure out. But anyway, it was back in the day. You know how we say it, back in the day.
Yes.
And and I started out when I was in the world. I wasn't saved. And I'm going to tell you, I could get things done. I put my mind to something, it was done. I don't care what I had to do to get it done, it got done. But it wasn't nothing illegal. It was just, I can do it. So, you know, just, you know, you think of things, it seemed like quicker or something. I didn't know what it was. But as soon as I turned my life over to Jesus, I don't know if it's just, I just started watching every little thing that I did, make sure I don't do anything wrong or whatever. Oh, I'm quite sure I did a whole lot wrong when I was in the world. Oh, yes. I didn't say I didn't. But what I'm saying is it was just so much easier to do what I did. But once I got saved, it's like, okay, I don't want to do this way, and I don't want to do this. Not realizing that God had my back. Once I turned my life over to him, he was in me and I was in him. And it was just like he was running the show. See, I was still trying to run the show then. I don't forget now. I done turned my life over. I've surrendered all unto him.
Yeah.
So now he takes the reins and he goes forward, not Gloria go forward and take the reins. You see what I'm saying? So that's what was going on. So I found out the hard way, but one thing I do know, Jesus was both and still is the creator and the owner and the sustainer of all that exists in this world.
Amen.
And one of the principles in the natural laws that he has built into creation is that law of process. It's always a process that we have to go through. And that is, if you want a desired result, something that you want, you have desired and you want it to come to pass, you must go through the necessary steps to arrive at that result. That's what we have to do. Now, you can make your choices, but you can't choose your consequences. You understand what I just said? You can make some choices, but you can't choose your consequences. If one wants the right product, they must choose the right process. I mean, if you want it to be right. Now, you just don't care, and you just start throwing it. It's going to be some consequences down. You probably don't think it's going to be like that, but that's why we can choose how everything was going to come out, and we can just choose, say, this is going to come out like this right here. Right here, I could go rob a bank, get the money, and it's going to come out just like this. No, it ain't going to come out just like that. That's why I say you can't always choose. You can't choose your consequences how things going to come out. Am I right about it? Yes. I answer for you. But I just wanted y'all to see that God has ordained a process of labor or an idea that will enable us to be able to be productive, productive with both quality and abundance. So that's why we have to look at how we set up this process. Now, what do we mean by we say process? Process, actions, gradual changes toward a certain goal. That's what process means. Product. What's product? That's the result of the process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's the result of it. And when you hooked up and tied up into Christ Jesus, then you become not, when you do the process right and you get the product, then you take the product and you become fruitful.
All right now.
Now what's fruitful? That's abundantly productive. Huh?
All right now.
And being fruitful, what are you? You're blessed.
Right.
What is blessed? Being blessed, being a blessing on your life. That's an abundance in spiritual material areas. Now, if we do the wrong thing wrong, and we the process is the wrong way, then we can also make that process a curse.
Mm-hmm.
That could be your end. That could be your ending product, a curse.
Mm-hmm.
You curse yourself by doing stuff wrong, the wrong way, illegal way, letting Satan guide you to all, because he don't never take you up on high and let you stay up on high. You know that, right? Don't he let you just fall on your face? When he get tired of messing with you, he say, I'm tired of her. I'm going to the next person. I'm tired of her. I'll come back to her later. Bam. You hit ground. And you're like, oh, I was way up there. What happened? Why did I get down here? Because the enemy ain't no good. He's a destroyer. That's what he came to do, steal, kill, and destroy. That's his M.O. But now to get back to what I have been through in a little bit, just to go over a little bit. When I start out, you have all these dreams in your head. You have, God has placed a phenomenal breath into your head that just, it increases in brain cells. It's so many brain cells that magnify every day, and you can just vision everything. That's the key word right there, vision. You got to have a vision, y'all.
Yes.
You got to be going somewhere,
mm-hmm.
or trying to do something productive to make your desired thing work. And I sat down and I used to just vision all the things I wanted to do with my music. As I wrote, I didn't even know I was a songwriter until way down the road, but I just knew I wanted to sing all these different kind of songs. But now when I got saved, those songs turned into good songs. I mean, the songs I was thinking about, back in the day, I don't even want to tell y'all some of them. Minister, you remember them songs you used to sing back in the day? She was a singer too, Minister Vernon. She's still a singer. And, what's the name of some of them songs you used to say? Don't tell them. What's the name of those songs?
Oh, I was singing Rockin' Chair and some all kind of stuff.
Y'all remember that Rockin' Chair.
Uh-huh.
Rock me away from here. Where you going?
Yeah. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right. I was saying everything.
I don't want to be right.
Memorize.
I'll be the other woman. I'll be the other one. What you mean you be?
Yeah.
Don't act like y'all don't know nothing about all that stuff. Y'all so heavy, y'all can't even be no earthly good. Look here, that's what we used to say. And I'm quite sure you were humming and flapping your hips too. I'll be the other woman. Had a little talk down that she spoke before. I had it down pat. But I tell you, it's a good thing, God, when we surrender everything to God, he clean us up. I tell you, it's a good thing. Because God cleaned me up so good, there's some people I don't even remember. Now, we used to do something. I'm trying to think. We did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that. But, I want to say, I want to play this song, but this particular song by Bishop Richard White. Mr. Clean, I think they call it. Have I got it right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. If I had to look like all the stuff I've been through, all the things I've done, all the roads I took, the wrong road, I might not be here, y'all. I'd be looking tore up from the floor.
So true.
I'm so glad.
So true. We all
would. I'm so glad that I kind of stuck to the process so I can get the right product. Y'all come on, check it out. I'm so glad I don't look like what I've been through. Ashatalasa.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I've been through, babe.
What I've been through.
Oh, what you talking about, Mabel? Who I just thank the Lord for just who I am. I tell you, I've been doing so many things. God is so good. He has truly been blessing.
Yes,
he has been blessing us. He blessed us this morning when we woke up. So we can't never say, Lord, I'm just looking for a blessing. You were woke up this morning. Oh, Lord, and I'm telling you, in your right mind, healthy and strong. What you talking about? And for those that are healing in their body, God has got, you got to know that healing is within you. He's already provided it for you. Just grab hold to it and let the devil know that he cannot. Put any kind of sickness or disease on you that's going to stick and stay because you don't even belong to him.
Amen. Mm.
Remember that. You don't belong to him. Right. I tell God, I say, well, I'm so grateful. It's so much things going on, but I just thank God for it. I tell y'all, we were talking about process and product.
Yes.
And not only that, you know, we have a purpose also. Them peas be hitting, don't they?
Yeah.
Purpose, process, and product. We got to have a purpose to do all of these things, don't we? Mm-hmm. I mean, what is your purpose? Why are you doing it? Why you want to do it? Why you desire this so? We have a purpose.
Yeah.
And then that's when we get our process together so we can produce the product. So the product can come from the process. But we got to have a purpose, don't you think?
Yes.
I believe Jesus called us to be faithful to everything that he has blessed us with. Jesus called us to be faithful, not to be successful. He called us to be faithful. Okay? The faithful, if you be faithful, then the success coming. You ain't got to just try to be successful and leave God out of the picture. It couldn't be no more clear than that, y'all. Our call is to be faith. It's to faithfulness first, and that is success.
Mm-hmm.
That is success. The kingdom laborers. When we labor in the kingdom of God, we labor under His lordship in a manner that pleases Him and Him alone, believing that He is faithful to bring a just reward and an appropriate result.
Mm-hmm.
Faithfulness begins with just a few things. We don't need a whole lot of things because we are leaning and depending on God to bring everything to pass. If we just trust it and believe his word, we can take that purpose and set up our process and get our product. What you talking about? Yeah, I don't know. Hey, now that's my opinion. I don't know what y'all thinking. That's just what I say. Because I done been through a lot of things with getting out my music. And when singers are just starting out, just like babes in Christ, or we are newbies to the music industry, it is a challenge. And it's, and one thing about it, the music industry, since it is it's not a spiritual thing, it's ongoing. You always got to try yourself known or take what you got and show it to somebody so that it can go, you know, take off and get here and get there. And you're always trying to impress somebody with what you've done. It's like a struggle. You're like you're never getting anywhere sometimes. And then some people can go out there and write, boom, right, just like that. They sing one time and somebody pick them up, boom, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, well, how did they get picked up? They sung one song. And they got picked up. I've been singing out here all my life. Why didn't I get picked up? And it ain't that I don't sing as good as that person, or they don't sing as good, you know what I'm saying? Or they sing better than me. Yes, they know, they have this thing out there say, it's all in who you know. Well, see, when I was in the world, I didn't know the right people. And really, I only really needed to know about three good people. I call them people, but it's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? If I knew them like I know them now, I don't know where I would be right now, y'all. It'd be on and popping. It'll be on and popping, but it ain't never too late. Why? Because I'm still living. I'm still living. And I'm still singing. And I'm still being blessed.
All right.
Uh-huh. That's right. And I am so grateful that God is doing what he's doing, and he's taking his time. And I just asked God a couple of weeks ago. I said, well, God, I kind of asked him the same questions at first. And he said, what if I had allowed you to go through all of that process you was trying to go through? It's somewhere I'm trying to take you, and I want you to avoid a lot of all of that stuff that's out there. And I really had to sit and think about it. I said, you know, if I had been out there going in the way I was going, I don't know what I would have ran into, and would I have been able to get out of it, or would I still be here today? It's a lot of consequences that could come behind setting up the wrong process. So it's just, I just want to let you all know to take your time. Don't be in a hurry to become famous. Don't be in a hurry to be well known. Don't be in a hurry. I had some relatives come here this weekend. I just want to tell y'all a little story. I had some relatives come here this weekend. They came to party. So they put their little, they went to this club, and they put all of their belongings in the trunk of the car, their purses. And they went in the club, and they had them a good time. So they came out the club. They said, well, let me get my purse out the trunk. They opened up the trunk. They ain't had no purses. I mean, not one purse was in that trunk. There was nowhere, you don't see where nothing was broke into. All we know is that the purses was gone. One purse was an original Coach bag. The other two were knockoffs, so they called knockoffs, not real purses. Michael Kors purses. They had money in there. Debit cards, car keys, house keys, Social Security card, everything was in them purses. But what we found out is that the people that stole the items had set up a process. They had a purpose of going in these certain cars and taking out their belongings and doing what they wanted to do with the belongings. Before she can count, one of them can count to three, they had already deducted the money off one of their debit cards by filling up a lot of cars with gas. I'm just saying, they had a laser where they can go on a certain kind of car and just walk past it and open up the trunk. Now, that's something else, isn't it? You have to be careful. You don't know who's watching you. Or what you do and how you do it. Now, the police found their purses, but they didn't find their coach. That coach was some money. The other two knockoffs, they found them. But I'm just saying, they were just thankful that they found them. But God, I'm telling you, when somebody got make up their mind to get something done, they're going to get it done. That's if you make up your mind to get it done. Now, I'm one of those kind. I ain't going to lie, y'all. I do a little procrastination. I ain't going to tell no story. Some things I say, I mean to do them, but they don't always get done. So that's what they call when you procrastinate. I'm going to do this, 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 I'm going to do it every day, and then you don't ever do it. Y'all need to pray for me, sister. Pray for me for that. But see, I'm not going to give up. But I know one thing. I'm not going to give up. Because I'm leaning dependent on the Lord to bring me through everything. I'm not gonna never give up. Not till I'm out of here, y'all. I'm out of here. So I believe I'm more than a conqueror in everything I do. And I want y'all to do the same thing. Be more than a conqueror. Continue to go. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't even let the enemy think he can take over. Y'all, here we go. We got something for y'all. We got this song by Evangelist. Claudia Nelson out of the Netherlands that's going to sing more than a conqueror. I want to just take his head and just squish it just with the tip end of my high heel shoe. But my day come. I want to be on the front line with Jesus. I just want to just, he says, I hope I got on some high heel shoes that day, too. I just want to stop busting them in the head with. Y'all don't know, Minister Vernon.
Yes.
All right. Is in the house. She's going to bring y'all inspiration. I hope y'all ready because it's in there. Go ahead, girl. Go on. Handle your business.
Good evening, Evangelist Globe. Good evening out in Radio Land. We just thank God for this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening. He has blessed us to see. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. They didn't see this beautiful day. But we are so glad that we're here on March 8, 2014. God is so good to us. Right now, today, I'm going to talk to you about hang on in there. Help is on the way. Oh, I like the sound of that. I want to talk to you about that, about you that are thinking about giving up. I know the way may seem dreary sometimes, and the pathway may seem dark. You see, nobody told us the road would be easy. The clouds seem thick even on a sunny day. The pain gets worse by the minute. But God sent me here this evening to encourage you. This is part of the process. For you to hang on in there, even if you are hanging on by a thread, even if the hardships of life and it may seem hopeless, he had me to stop by and tell you, help is on the way. We are standing on the battlefield with our weapons drawn. How do you handle being stretched and stressed, burdened and tired? You have cried so much, there seems to be no tears left. All of us will face tough times, but do you have what it takes just to make it through? It is difficult to remain faithful during trying times. We have to learn how to be be faithful. No matter what, the Lord will give you strength for such a time as this. In Revelation, there was a group of people who were facing trying times. The people were the believers in the church of Smyrna. Notice what the Bible said. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna, write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know thy works. I know your works. I know you've been faithful. I know you've been tithing. I know you've been giving. I know you've been caring for others. I know you've been showing the love of. I know your works. Yeah, tribulation, the time you suffered, your hardships, being mistreated, some beaten and abused, scorned and torn. Yes, I know the ordeal you went through. Yeah, poverty. You're broke, busted, and disgusted. Hallelujah. I know about your poverty, but wait a minute. It's written and it said, but you are rich. I didn't write that in there. It's in the word. But you are rich. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer, people. That's just the process. That's part of the process. But this is testing time. But if you be faithful unto death, God said, I will give you a crown of life. So God already knew what you were going to encounter. You are stronger than you think you are through Christ Jesus. Keep right on trusting and believing. Your help is on the way. God is in the midst of your struggles. He cares deeply for you. No harm is going to come to you. He already told you no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We need to learn to depend on Jesus. Keep the faith. Keep the faith and hang on in there. For God has already given you his assurance, his assistance, and his promises. Now you stand on it. You stand on them and know that your help is on the way. You don't have to bear this cross alone. God said, I got you. David said, I've been young and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Today is the first day of the best days of your life. You hold on in there, brother. You don't give up. Don't give up. Hold on in there, sister. Just look up. There's a master plan in store for you. If you just make it through, God's going to really blow your mind. He's going to make it worth your time. For all of the troubles you've been through, the blessings double just for you. You ain't seen your best days yet. The best is yet to come. This is Evangelist Al, Minister Kenny L. Vernon. Thank you.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. What you talking about, girl? Oh, Lord. You about got me ready to start shouting down this hill highway here.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord. I just thank God. Oh, let me tell y'all something. If you ain't never been through nothing, how somebody going to tell you something? But she just told you something right there. It's some people God has appointed and anointed to put something in your ear to help you to run on anyhow. What you talking about? Oh, my God. Ooh, I love that. That was beautiful. But I just to get back to if you ain't never been through nothing, you know, some of us have been through some stuff, and God done brought us out, and we got testimonies laying left and right. And you need to share those testimonies. You hear praising and prayer and uplifting like that with Minister Vernon just put down. You can't do nothing but go on and tell somebody something, because I know he's been good to you because you're still walking this earth. And I tell you, you need to tell somebody, uplift them. You don't never know when your story can just uplift the next person. Take them. I'm telling you, you can stop somebody from killing themselves, and you might not even know they were finna kill themselves. Just sharing your testimony could uplift them. Oh, my God. If you ain't never been through nothing, how you going to tell me something? Glory Pope, that's for me, y'all. Here we go. Hiya. Oh, shit. Yeah.
If you never been through nothing, how you going to tell me something? If you never been through nothing, how you going to tell me? If you never been through nothing now, how you gonna tell me something now? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me? Even though there's holes in my shoes, I still have to follow the rules. In and out of houses, you see, there's been no permanent shelter for me.
I want to just run away. So I call my pastor to pray. He always tells me just to hold on, but I still end up going wrong.
If you never been through nothing else, how you gonna tell me something else? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me? If you never been through nothing else, how you gonna tell me something else? If you never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me?
I never got a lot of hugs, but I have had plenty of love. I really never was treated fair. I only wanted someone who cared. And when I run to try to find help, they would laugh, who cares how I felt. It really made me look and think twice. Why should I be listening to their advice?
If you've never been through nothing else, how you gonna tell me something else? If you've never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me? If you've never been through nothing else, how you gonna tell me something else? If you've never been through nothing, how you gonna tell me?
Before you open up for your mouth, come and walk a mile in my shoes.
Teach me something. You gotta give me something to hold on to. Oh, that's a song I want to sing one day. Give me something to hold on to. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, y'all, I'm just glad to have y'all in the house today. But you know what? It's so much going on in this land, and our days is winding on up. You heard that song I sang sometimes? Time is winding up. Time is winding down.
Yes.
I'm telling you, but some of us out there not even saved. Some of us out there, they still playing around. Like they got all day, all night, all year, all month. They at the last minute, they can just say, okay, I'm ready. You know, take me on home, Lord. But for those of y'all that is not saved and you want to be saved, we want to just take this time out to invite you to be saved. We would like to go over the steps of salvation with you. If you are not saved and you want to know Jesus and you want him to come into your life, just for a few minutes, let's join together and just be in agreement that this is the day. This is the day that you would want to just give your life to Christ. That's an awesome thing. When you get to know him, it's going to be something you never, ever, ever experienced before. So we want to take you through the steps of salvation just to let you know we got your back and we want to help you out. Come on, we're going to do this together. First of all, I want you to understand, the first thing you got to do is recognize and admit that you are a sinner. That's the first thing you got to do. Huh? It is not as much as what we have done, but the position you were born in, it says that in the Word of God, Psalms 51 and 5. You could turn there, and I'll tell you, I'm not going to tell you nothing that's not in the Word of God. Second thing you need to do is repent. Repentance. What does repentance mean? It's a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of life, a 180-degree turnaround. Repentance doesn't mean that you are sorry. It means that you will change, that you can change. You can change. We all change. We change every day. But which way are we going to change? Romans 10, 9, and 10. You can turn there, and it's in the Word. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So, I ask, do you believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead and that he is the Son of God? If you believe that, you can repeat after me right there on your telephone, right there at your computer. You can just say this prayer with me, and I'll surely know that my Jesus is listening. Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know that I have sinned in my life, and I ask that you forgive all my sins, the ones I know, the ones I don't know about. I now confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Ask that Jesus, the Christ, come into my heart and create in me the kind of person you, Father, had intended me to be from the moment of my conception. And I thank you for this wonderful gift. And now I know that I am saved. Oh, Lord, that's a beautiful thing. Praise the Lord. Oh, you are saved. If you said those words, then you are surely saved. And now, there are two additional steps to complete the salvation, which is baptism in water and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Baptism in water is symbolic of the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is an outward sign of an inward change. And that's what you want to do, church. Praise the Lord. Baptism of the Holy Spirit. We'll get a little more into that, because that's when the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus will talk to you in your spirit. You will be one-on-one. It helps the believer to see that the Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost. And if you look, if you read Acts 2:32-33, when you get ready to receive the Holy Spirit, you will know it. I'm telling you, you need to get into a Bible teaching church.
Yes.
And when you get into that Bible and you get into your word and let the Holy Spirit and let God minister to you, to your spirit, and you will know the time that you are ready to receive the Holy Spirit. We thank you, and we know that we have a brother or sister in Christ that has been added to the flock, and let nobody tell you that you ain't already saved, and you are, because you are. And we love you, and you hang in there with us, because we all trying to get to the same place, and that's heaven. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Yes. Oh, we love you. We ask that you join us again on next Sunday. God is going to be right there with us. We can claim it, and we going to tell it. Minister Vernon, thank you so much for Inspiration Corner, which always uplifts us. And we thank you. Have a blessed and wonderful day. We love you.
Thank you.